Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Jill, why are there so many Canada geese?
Why is a good question, and it's a good observation. There are a lot of Canada geese, and it's really startling to think that that's one's impression. Pretty much anywhere you are now, in not just Minnesota, but the entire Mississippi Flyway, from where some geese winter in, you know, milder parts of North America, to the subarctic, where they are the northernmost breeding areas of this particular species. It's pretty remarkable to be able to observe that or say that or document that for those who are collecting data about it, given that as early as the 1960s here in Minnesota, geese were pretty much thought to be gone until a flock was discovered in Rochester.
Hiding out.
Yeah, right, I guess, for good reason, given that they had pretty much been decimated as a result of habitat loss and hunting.
But we're just seeing a lot of reports coming in on these huge flocks. I've seen them myself, and several people have mentioned it. Shouldn't they be nesting?
Right, and they are. A lot of them are. So the most recent data, there would have been a survey this spring. As far as I know, the aerial survey of geese in Minnesota has not, the results haven't been published yet. But 2012, the estimate of the number of geese in Minnesota was something like 432,000. That's a lot of birds when you think that there was just one flock of giant Canada geese in Minnesota in 1962. Things have changed.
Yeah, the reason I ask about nesting is because much, much earlier in the spring, when they had all that snow down in the Rochester area, the Department of Natural Resources issued a photograph of a female goose up to her neck in snow and not leaving her nest. She was sitting on eggs.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and gosh. So that being the case, one would expect that the geese, even around here, would be, hatching. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure there are geese on nests. So the birds that we're seeing now and have been seeing for a while are not geese that are migrating through, heading further north. If they're not on nests, then they must be single birds. They're not part of some kind of nesting pair.
So these are our geese. They're not going to Canada.
Right.
They've already gone to Canada. The ones that are going.
Yes. The ones that are going to Canada are already there. And nothing has changed. Other than numbers, nothing has changed with respect to birds from the far north breeding areas where they were holding out during all this time when they were missing from, Minnesota. Those birds are still going up there, and they're breeding there, nesting there, and migrating somewhere south in North America to spend the winter before migrating back. That's still happening, and their numbers are increasing as a part of this whole increase. The numbers have just gone off the charts. I think the most recent estimate for that was like almost 2 million birds. So that's exponentially up from like the 1960s. So Canada geese nest where they learn to fly. So any bird that over the last whatever 15 years since geese have been showing up here on the shore and nesting on the shore, I don't know exactly when it was, but that's just a rough idea of when it was. Any goose that's been born here and learned to fly here, this is where it comes back to.
Really?
In the spring. So as the population overall has grown across the flyway and across the state of Minnesota, birds have to spread out to find places to breed and nest where they're not right up on top of each other. And as we know, geese are pretty gregarious. They hang out together, and they're not extremely territorial in needing a really large area just to themselves as a pair. But there's some level of space that's required to feed everybody and house everyone in the goose community. So as we in particular have changed, humans, that is, have changed things on the landscape that's available for habitat, geese have been able to adapt well to some of those changes. And since there were efforts made in the 70s to recover geese to something more abundant, including reintroductions geese brought, because as I said, if the eggs are hatched here and they learn to fly here, this is wherever that is, that's where they're going to come back to. So there was effort. There were efforts made by state and federal agencies and private groups that came together to reintroduce geese, to improve that situation, regulated hunting. All those things contributed to geese becoming reestablished. And then our changes to the landscape have really made for much more available habitat. So it's not that we have more wetlands or those necessarily, those that kind of habitat, but we have a lot more forage. So think about the thousands upon thousands of acres of soybean fields in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. This is the goose's favorite food. And so that can support this, you know, enormous population, especially for overwintering. So there's all this food base that wasn't there before. And a lot of our domesticated landscapes, lawns, parks that are grass, basically grasses, highway right-of-ways, those kinds of grassy open places become great areas for geese for foraging and potential nesting habitat. So as numbers grow, birds keep moving out looking for potential places to establish their homes. So here along the shore, we probably didn't have this many geese, but now we've created a lot of extra habitat and we have a lot of food resources for them to keep those numbers, sustain those numbers at a high level. It's great to have a native species back. I'm sure everyone's heard about nuisance stories. We are seeing effects that are negative to our native habitats for other species from geese because they utilize the Lake Superior shore a lot and they do a lot of damage to some of the native plant communities that are associated with the bedrock shore where they feed. So it's not a total win-win situation when you get so many birds and you have a lot of artificially created habitat that allows them to start to live in big numbers in places where they didn't in the past.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thank you for bringing us up to date on exploding Canada geese.
You're so welcome.